How beautiful do the words have to be before they conquer every heart? How will you know if I'm even in the right key if you make me stop before I start? If I came back as a dolphin, would you listen to me then? Would you let me be your friend? Would you let me in? You can cut off all my fears, but to your ways I will not bend. I'll die before I let you tell me how to swim. Remember from our June 12, 2016 show, the audio file, our Temple Thoth, our discussion of the Egyptian god Thoth. We began by quoting Alice, a person who can understand and integrate his anger as part of himself will not become violent. He has the need to strike out at others only if he is thoroughly unable to understand his rage. If he was not permitted to become familiar with these feelings as a small child, was never able to experience it as a part of himself because such a thing was totally unthinkable in his surroundings. When feelings are admitted into consciousness, the wall of silence disintegrates and the truth can no longer be held back. It's not experienced hatred that leads to acts of violence and destructiveness, but hatred that must be warded off and bottled up with the aid of ideology, a situation that can be examined in detail in the case of Adolf Hitler. Unquote. We quoted Alice because we were showing the interconnection between thought and owning one's spontaneous feelings, the common message of both Prince and Alice. Alice provided the explanation and Prince the demonstration, as Alice allows us to see that when the body is not allowed to speak, when feelings are suppressed, which is the necessary consequence of the imposition of the class system, the continuous development of thought is halted, which, as you can imagine, is a problem for our evolution. Now, if we believe, as Nicholas said, and see our audio file from October 29, 2017, that is our juxtaposition number 110, that, quote, the greatest mysteries of our being are still to be fathomed, and that death itself may not be the termination of the wonderful metamorphoses we witness, unquote. If we believe this, and Prince is showing me, then souls exist who might care about this problem of the halted growth of our humanity. Independent of our foreshortened sight, we intentionally suppressed by the class system. The matter seems to be in judging, understanding, and knowing how far we can see, and I think we can agree, the spirit that soars free above us all sees farther than we, and might see fit to send, as Paul said, a messenger, a Thoth, and their disciples to recall us to ourselves, remind us who we are, to bring the truth that we are everything as we come with infinite light, to bring the truth to stand in opposition to the lies of the system of so-called rulers. These messengers who come to challenge the miseducation of class cross millennia and nation, and all say versions of the same thing. Listen to your bodies. The message to literally put them first, defer to their wisdom as the Hermes of the earth. Hermes is the Greek messenger god associated with the Egyptian god Thoth, the god of wisdom, justice, and writing, to put nothing before them.
Why does my brother have to go hungry? You told him there was food for all. This is the man that stands next to the man. Stands to catch you when you fall. Listen to me then. Would you let me?